This presentation was given at the 2017 Oktoberfest Conference at the Orangeburg German Swiss Genealogy Society. Rights to the content of the presentation remain with the speaker.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the 37th annual meeting of the Orangeburg German Swiss Genealogy Society. I would like to go ahead and call this meeting to order. And the first order of business would be for Eric, our secretary, to read the minutes from last year.
Okay, if you could bear with me, I'm going to read these fairly quickly. They're only about a page long. This is from the German-Swiss Genealogical Society annual meeting on October 15, 2016. Membership of the Genealogical Society met on October 15th at 9 a.m. in the First Baptist Family Life Center during their annual Oktoberfest gathering. Approximately 35 members of the society were present during the meeting. President Margaret Water presided and called the meeting to order at 9:12 a.m. The minutes from last year's meeting were read by the Secretary, Mr. Eric Powell. A motion to accept was entertained, received, and a second made. A vote was called, and the motion passed unanimously. President Waters called on Dr. Lawton Sally for the Treasurer's Report. Dr. Sally stated that he would give an overview, and detailed reports were available by request. The checking account balance was $12,855. Oktoberfest 2016 expenses are not all paid yet and will likely reduce the balance to around $10,000. He stated the balance hovers around this amount from year to year, with the bulk of the expenses being printing and postage of the newsletter. The reserve fund, primarily life memberships, is $15,000. The investment fund, $82,000, for a total of $110,000. This is an increase from last year. The membership continues to remain about the same at 250 to 260 members of the past 5 years. Mrs. Pam Johnson was called on for the First Family's Facebook report. She reported that Facebook continues to be a good tool for reaching the membership. Currently, the page has 605 likes. There are 58 families online in the First Families program on OGSGS.org. Submissions are open and welcome for additional First Family biographies. President Waters presented the report on the DNA project as of October 13, 2016. There were 454 members, 368 autosomal, and 199 lineage charts posted on the private OSGS DNA project website. She reminded the participants that providing lineage family tree information helps DNA participants get more useful results from the test data. President Waters noted that although the newsletter editor, Mrs. Teague, was recovering from knee surgery and was not present, she anticipated that a similar report to last year's would be given, exhorting the need for newsletter articles. She stated that there had been some good articles in the past year and it was beneficial to all those submissions to continue. President Waters also called on the membership to volunteer to help in any capacity, as the organization is only as good as the participating members can make it. President Waters reminded everyone to make sure their email addresses were listed at the registration table so they may receive the Oktoberfest email survey, which is the best way to provide feedback to the board on the Oktoberfest experiences, good or bad. President Waters asked for any other old or new business and entertained questions from the floor. There were none. At this time, President Waters declared the meeting to be at an end at 9:28 a.m. by moving on to the first speaker of the morning presentations. Respectfully submitted, Eric Powell, on 2 January 2017.
Thank you, Eric. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes? Are there any changes before we need to approve them?
I'll make the motion.
Okay. Colleen made the motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? All right. Next, I would like to ask Dr. Sally to give the Treasurer's Report.
Again, I'm going to simply give you an overview, and I have detailed reports for anybody that wants to see those. We have our bank account stays about the same. We have $12,900 at present, and we haven't paid any of the Oktoberfest fees. But it usually hovers around $10,000, and that stays pretty stable. We have $15,000 in the money market fund. We have $87,000 in the mutual fund, giving us a total of $115,000, which I think is about $5,000 more than we had last year through appreciation of the fund, which has done quite well. Are there any questions? And again, if you want to see detailed reports, they're here.
Thank you, Mark. Pam, do you have a First Families and Facebook report?
I sure do.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you for coming. We appreciate everybody that's here, and we hope you all have a good time. On Facebook, we did quite well this past year. We have 669 likes and 613 followers, and the followers are people that regularly go to the site. And of course, if you have Facebook, all you got to do is type in Orangeburg German Swiss Genealogical Society. It'll take you to the page, a lot of interesting stuff. Try to post things that are of interest to all of us. So I hope you join Facebook and join us on Facebook. Also, on the website, which is ogsgs.org, we have the First Families page, and we still have 58 families on the page, and we have added one new one, which was Brown or Braun, B-R-A-U-N. And also we updated a Nabinet, and we lost one, which we took down because it has some erroneous information, but right now the name escapes me. But please go and visit there, too. We'd love to have you there. The page is beautiful, and thanks to Jim Rickenbacker. It's lovely. And that's my report for today. Yes, sir.
I know that, at least on the Shure one, it's not, there's not as much detail as could be in there. Do we ever update these or have people look at them and add stuff?
Yes, we do. We update them. We just updated a Nabinet. I mean, if we get the information, and it checks out, we can include it. So if you have some more information, you can email me or the webmaster, and we'll see about what happens.
Okay.
You know, basically, the First Families are what they are is the earliest family that came to Orangeburg County. It might be an immigrant. It may have come the family may have come from another part of the state or another part of the country, but they were actually, we call them First Families that came and settled. And many of our ancestors, many of our descendants descend from these people. And the reason we made up the First Families page was so that people could take those families, which is the first generation and the second generation, and some cases we might put third generation in there, but usually it's the first and the second. And you can use that information to link your present-day family all the way back to colonial times, because these families are colonial families, some of the first ones that came here. So, anybody else have a question? Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Sam. Jim Rickenbacker, our webmaster, has taken over handling the publications, and he's not here today, but we certainly want to thank him for doing that. One of the co-administrators of the DNA project, I wanted to give you some updated information on that. We are now up to 514 members in our project. 254 of those have Y DNA tests, 180 have done the mitochondrial test, and we have 436 family finder participants. This part of the minutes is going to read just like last year, because once again I encourage everyone who's done any of these DNA tests to contact me and give me your full lineage data so that we can put it on the password protected OGSGS website. And once you do that, you get a password to that website, and having the lineage data there, I'll also give you the names of the other members in the project that you match. This would be for the Family Finder test. And we have currently 213 charts on there. I'm working on a couple more, so hopefully at least half of your matches within the project will have already provided the lineage data, and it will make it much easier for you to work with your results and figure out why you match some of these people. So again, I encourage everyone who has a test to help get the lineage information there. I would mention that if you were one of the earliest people who joined our project, we only put Orangeburg data in the lineage information initially, and we discovered that many of our Orangeburg members match each other online, so don't have anything to do with Orangeburg. So if you're one of those folks who have only your Orangeburg data online, if you could contact me about getting the rest of your information, that would be very helpful to me and to all of our members. And I do try to work with some of our matches. Obviously, with 514 participants, that's a lot of tests for me to look at. But particularly as the new ones come in, I try to go through and see who they match. But it really helps to have the lineage data. So please consider adding that. The next item on our agenda is the election of officers for the next 2 years. I would like to call Lynn Teague as chairman of the nominating committee up to read the slate.
Thank you, Margaret. The nominees presented by the nominating committee are for president, Pamela Hansen. Pamela, as I call people's name, would you please stand and remain standing. Vice President Beth Guest. Beth is not with us this time. Secretary Eric Powell, the indispensable Eric Powell. Treasurer Lawton Sally. Reserve Fund Manager William Delk. Board Members at Large, Larry Hallman, also not with us today, Pam Johnson, and Colleen Jolly. Okay, yes. I will also note the appointments at this time. To appointed by the president for newsletter editor, Lynn Teague. Let me note that if anybody feels I'm hogging this position, that we're really willing to make quite a deal for you. Webmaster, Jim Rickenbacker. And we note past president, Margaret Waters. And we'll just so you're aware of the standing committees, they are First Families, Publications, Facebook, and DNA Project. So, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, at this point, I would like to open the floor for any additional nominations for any of these offices. We're always looking for new faces and volunteers, so would anybody like to make any nominations? This is a familiar routine too. Okay, is there no nominations? Would someone like to make a motion, perhaps that we even just vote on the entire slate at once?
I'll make a motion that we vote on the slate.
All right.
Presented.
Second?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. It's unanimous. We welcome our new board, particularly our new president. I have enjoyed the last 4 years, but I'm at my legal term limit, so. All right. Let's see. In other business, I want to encourage all of you to be sure to support our vendors who are here. They have some fascinating books, as usual, for us. We also discovered last night at the luncheon when I asked the first-time attendees to stand, we have quite a few first-time attendees. So be sure to mix and mingle in our break periods and get to know everybody. This is a good chance to meet all your cousins from all over the country, because most of us do not live here in Orangeburg. So, we are always open to having volunteers help us with any of our projects. If you have any input or would like to help us with anything, do let us know. Eric will be doing an online survey about Oktoberfest, like we've done in the last several years. So please check at the registration desk that we have your email. He'll be sending it out hopefully a week or two after this is over. And that gives us very good feedback about what presentations you liked, how was the food, what did you like, not like. So I remind you to participate in that. And at this point, are there any questions from the membership about anything?
I'd like to make an announcement.
Okay.
Over the years, 10 years ago, so I went to Switzerland to try to find out the Felder family line. I come up with a different, with research and everything else, a different line than what Fred Felder came up 50-some years ago. The Felder line in Switzerland, Schiffhammer, I met with the mayor when I was there, and he did not know if the Felders was our Felders. And so he had, his daughter had his brother DNA tested. And I don't know how they did it or whatever, but I got word back that their Felders do not match the Orangeburg Felders. Now, how they did that, I do not know.
Okay. Thank you, Charles.
A couple of things. I've got an extra copy of this All for Liberty video. If anybody has got Felders in their family and don't have one of these, you can just have it. Anybody want one? Okay. The other thing is, right at the end of last year's meeting, right around 3 o'clock, somebody in the back over there had a picture of the Edisto Rifles in a reunion in 1910. And I just coveted that thing, but they got out of here before I could find out who had it and where they got it from and all. And the archives doesn't have it. Does anybody remember?
Yes,
anything
Frank,
about
we
that?
Do have that picture at the salary.
Eric said that he didn't have it.
Yeah.
Well,
are
you talking about the march down
Main
Street?
No. This was a picture like this from 1910 of the actual members from the Civil War at a reunion.
Was it a reunion?
It was a reunion.
Like a group photo?
A group photo. It was like 100 people.
We do have some group photos, but I don't know.
I looked at what he had in his archive yesterday. It's not his.
Okay.
Does anybody remember that? Oh, well.
Oh, good try. Obviously, whoever had it isn't here this year.
When you find out, let us know.
Yeah.
We'd like to have it.
All righty. Any other questions? Or do I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
One more.
All right.
We found, and Sam would remember where we found a picture of an Orangeburg Confederate soldier in uniform for the 20th South Carolina. Mm-hmm. I've never ever seen one. Someone I've ever seen one. So I think it's a
that could be it.
But anyhow,
it'll probably come to me. But yeah, it was the 20th, which a lot of the descendants were in the 20th.
Yes,
in the Orangeburg area. So. Very good, clear picture.
The pan found it, as a matter of fact.
Well, I don't know what it was. You know the one I'm talking about that I stuck? Yes, I do. Yeah, I think it came from the Sullivan sledge.
Yeah. So anybody that's got a...
can't remember the Sullivan.
South Carolina. We know what the uniform looked like now, but we got somebody, a figure of someone wearing it.
Okay. All righty. Did I hear a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Okay. All right.